Hey guys, you're welcome to Life Illustrated episode number 13, aka my birthday episode. Today is my birthday. So if you notice, I've changed the background music, you know, because this is my birthday. We need to celebrate it. The background music needs to change. What you're listening to right now is Happy Birthday to Ya by Stevie Wonder. Just, you know, so happy. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping me till this time. Honestly, people will not understand what I'm trying to say, but God has just been there for me. I am so happy and I'm so grateful to Him. I also want to say a very big thank you to my family. I love you guys, Dad, Mom, my sister, my brother. You guys have been my backbone, my rock. I don't know what I would do without you guys. Thank you so much. To my friends, you know, the gifts, the prayers, the messages. It's not even my birthday yet because I recorded the day before. So, and you guys are overwhelming me with your love, making me feel like a superstar. Thank you so much. Anyway, this episode of Life Illustrated is all about my birthday, right? So I'm going to be talking about some lessons I've learned, some random things that I've learned in this journey, in this short journey that I've gone through in life, and I want to share it with you guys. And hopefully you learn, you pick one or two things and you run with that. But they have really been things that have helped shape me and bring me to this point where I am right now. So let's get right into it. So random lesson number one, wake up on time. Learn to wake up on time. It will save you a lot of stress, a lot of heartache, a lot of unnecessary anger and depression. Just wake up on time. Make it a habit that 6 o'clock should not meet you on your bed. Just make it a habit. You will gain so much from the day if you just choose to start on the note of waking up on time. The second random lesson, have a routine. Every day should not just pass that way, I do whatever I like. You should have a pattern, a structure, an organizational, you know. Your life should be, okay, after this, I do this. It's not like you are in a straitjacket. That's not what I mean. What I'm just saying is that your life is structured, is organized. So learn to have a routine. Develop a routine that you can easily follow, okay? Then number three lesson I've learned is take care of your body. If not, you will suffer for it. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself is not makeup. Take care of yourself is not fine clothes. Take care of yourself is take care of this, your body. Eat right. Take water. Take fruits. Do you understand? Take care of yourself. Pay attention to what your body is telling you. Don't just be going to a chemist anytime you're sick. Go to the hospital, check on every 6 months, check on yourself. Just learn to take care of your body. It's a very great investment. Number four, enjoy your own company. Don't always be seeking, before I can have fun, people always have to gather around me. Learn to enjoy being by yourself. I think there is a lot of strength in that. I've been practicing that for quite a while. Enjoying my own company by my own self, not always wanting, let there be crowd. No, I think being that way would make you needlessly needy. Yes, and always wanting to have people around. I don't think that is actually healthy. Learn to enjoy your own company. Number five random lesson, don't expect too much from people, all right? Cut them some slack. They are human beings, they're not angels. And just as you make mistakes, they make mistakes as well. So don't expect too much from them. Don't put a lot, as I go into depression when somebody, it's painful when people, you know, disappoint us. But when you don't put so much hope in them, you know, the fall is not as great as when you just think they are your all in all. The only person that cannot fail is God. He has proven that time and time again. Every other person is fallible, so don't expect too much from people. Number seven, don't take out your grievances on others. Don't be in the habit of transferring aggression. Learn to control yourself in a way that other people don't have to suffer. You don't bleed on other people that did not cut you. Okay? So you learn to deal with your own issues and keep other people out of it. they don't deserve. It's not fair to somebody that is just greeting you normally. Ah, good morning. Just say, what's good about the money? It's not fair. No, they don't deserve that. They're not the people that hurt you. So deal with your own issues within you and don't be in the habit of transferring aggression. Number 8, fight for your happiness. Happiness does not fall on your lap. You have to fight for it. You have to tell yourself, even though this circumstance I'm in is very, very, very terrible, I choose to still be happy. I choose to be happy for no reason. That's why I tell myself sometimes, Damaris, why are you happy? I'm happy for no reason. I don't need a reason to be happy. That is just what I want my default setting to be. So you need to fight for your happiness and your soundness of mind. Number 9, run your own hustle. What I mean by that is, nobody can, what you're supposed to do for yourself, don't expect people to do it for you the way you do it for yourself. Don't drop your mat on people's laps and go to bed. What you are supposed to do for yourself, don't expect that if you give it to somebody to do for you, they will do it with the same passion you would have done it with if it was in your own hand. So I'm not saying there are some situations where, of course, you have to, you know, give some people stuff. But when it's in your own power, do things better. Don't kill me. Say, let me drop this file. Help me submit this CV. When you can do it yourself, please run your own hustle by yourself to save yourself some kind of issues. Number 10, do the best that you can. At every point in time, giving your best. If you're not ready to give your best, don't even try doing it at all. Number 11, random lesson. Reach out to people deliberately. I've learned that most people are responsive. They don't really initiate. And if you really want something, like if you take case of somebody that is marketing something, now you don't expect me, the customer, to come and say, okay, what do you have for sale? What you see happening is that they come and meet you and they say, okay, this is what I'm selling, this is the product I have, this is that, this is how it will help you, this is what you get from it. So from there, you now get to engage me and say, okay, yeah, you need to get this product. So if you really want to make friends, you really want to impact people, you really want to inspire people, you don't sit and wait for people to come to you. When you want, you go and meet them, you make that move yourself. Where was I? Yes, random lesson number 12, just try. It's hard, but just try. The odds are against you, but just try. What do you have to lose? One thing I'm not scared to do is to try things with. I don't care if I don't have a pace setter, if I don't have a predecessor. That doesn't really bother me. I've tried many times, I've failed many times, I've succeeded many times. It's either of the two. It's either you fail or you succeed. But if you fail, you learn something. If you succeed, it's better for you or it's good for you. So there's really no downside to it. So always try. All doors don't open except you try and push them or you try and do something. So you just have to try. Number 13, don't walk alone. Don't walk alone. I think walking alone is something that plagues people that think they are very intelligent or they think they are, you know, some kind of intellectuals. Because if you think, okay, I know a lot about life, I'm quick to assimilate things, I'm quick to put one and two together. But let me tell you, sometimes the person that is not even as intelligent as you are, right? The person may have more experience, and sometimes experience beats intelligence. By far, skill sometimes beats intelligence. So it's not about how brilliant you are. Don't walk alone. Learn to engage people in your circle. Get feedbacks. Ask people, okay, not everybody though. You know, you have the people that you would ask, okay, how do you see this? How do you see that? This project I'm trying to run, how do you see one? Don't just think you have the monopoly of knowledge. If not, you are going to fail. Random lesson number 14, be yourself. Please, there's no need to fall for anybody. I'm telling you the truth though, just be yourself. High as they don't like you, that's the even if they don't like you, how does that affect you? Be yourself. Don't try and be like anybody else. Of course, we learn from other people, but we don't become carbon copies of them. Please, you have to be yourself. You have to embrace your own uniqueness. Number 15, let every experience grow you. Let every experience grow you. Let it make something better out of you. No matter how bad that experience was, at least get something good out of it. And that good thing is a lesson. Get something, let it grow you. Every experience, every place you get to visit, every person you get to meet, every task you get to embark on, let it grow you as a person. Number 16, random lesson. Your dreams don't always have to make sense. I put something like that on my WhatsApp status some months ago. I was talking about dreams and just going out and doing something, and I said if you take a look at the secular music that we hear, you know, nowadays here in Nigeria, most of them make no sense, but they're still selling. And you still see people that have very, very loaded lyrics and nobody listens to them. Even though that is kind of a twisted society, but that is the reality of life. It doesn't make sense, but it still sells. So in your mind, it should make you realize that even if your dreams on surface value don't seem to be so conventionally right or conventionally, you know, what people want to gravitate towards, it's your dream. It doesn't always have to make sense to people. You have to know what was in your the vision that you see in your head, and you have to hold on to that picture. If not, it will just go with the wind. So hold on to your dreams, no matter how ridiculous it may seem to the average person. Number 17, don't overplan, don't overthink. You know, the only thing you can control is what is in your disposal, what's at your disposal. You can't plan for what is not within your reach. What I mean by that is, when you plan, and don't plan as if you are living in a bubble. Plan knowing that this world, this life, there are various factors that also play a role in life. It's not just you that is living here, and your plans can just come to pass exactly as you just wrote them down. So don't overplan, don't overthink, like, okay, I'll be here by 7:32 and by 7:35. In this Nigeria that there's traffic, in this Nigeria that there are... So I'm not saying you shouldn't plan. Of course, you should have a general overview. Have it in your head. Okay, I want to do this, I want to do it. But don't be so like, okay, it must be like, no, you're not acting a movie. This is real life. So you don't overplan and overthink and just worry yourself for nothing. Random lesson number 18, do not live on the defensive. Don't let life always happen to you and then you get to react. Do you understand? Like, don't be, okay, passive. I would say passive, and you are just always, your life is more like, okay, I'm just reacting. Try and make moves by yourself. Initiate things. Learn to initiate. Learn to initiate stuff. Learn to initiate ideas. Learn to initiate movements. Don't just be a follower and always a, let me just keep up with, no, you can be an initiator and not just always, you know, things happen and then you just get to react to them. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but it's just one of the things I've learned. Number 19, imbibe a saving culture. Learn to save your money, please. There are always going to be finer clothes. There are always going to be better cars. There are always going to be bigger houses. But the trick, I think, is that we always think that if I don't get it now, there'll be nothing better. It's a lie. There are new better things coming out every day. Learn to save your money, please. It's not everything you need to buy. Seriously, there's no money in this life that is enough for anybody. It just depends on how you manage it and how you choose to pattern your life. See some people that will live on, married people that can live on 20,000 naira a month. And yet you see some students that cannot live on 40,000 in a month. Only them. So it's about how you plan your finances. Random lesson number 20. Do not live just for today. Always think about tomorrow. If I sleep now, how is my tomorrow going to be like? If I waste my time today, how is it going to affect my tomorrow? Don't always be about the present. Don't always be about, okay, now. Live with the mindset that there is another day. Eat with the mindset that there is another day. Talk with the mindset that there is another day. It's not just about now all the time. Random lesson number 21, support other people's dreams. Support other people's dreams. it can go a very long way for you if you just, and I think in a way it keeps you in the right frame of mind, and it gives you the right perspective. Support other people's dreams. It mustn't be that, okay, you give them all the money, or it's not even really about money. You know, you see your friend that is doing something or trying to kickstart something online or a new business, you can retweet it, you can post it on your status, you can, you know, just help support that person's dream. And that's one thing I really appreciate my friends for. When I was starting out this podcast about 3 months ago, and it was just like, okay, what's life illustrated about, what are we doing? And I got so much support from my friends, so much. They posted it and put it up on some. It was like, wow, that support really meant a lot to me. And I, till tomorrow, I cannot forget those people because of what they did when I was just starting up. So support people's dreams, please. It's not just all about yourself all the time. Random lesson number 22, one step at a time, as one of my, I think that was episode 3, one step at a time, yeah. So that's also one thing I hold dear in my life. One step at a time. Don't always look at the, of course you should have the big picture in your mind, but don't always be it's the little things that make the big things. In fact, to me, the little things are the big things when you sum them up. So don't always be like, okay, I'm going to have 1 million naira. It starts from how you invest today. Oh, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to, and you just, is that, and you know, that big vision can just envelop you and just cripple you, and you just look at how big it is, and sometimes you feel like you cannot even get to that point. But take it one step at a time. What you can do today, break your vision into smaller goals that you can get to achieve, you know, with time. Every day you work on it. So everything is one step at a time. 23, this is the 23rd lesson I have learned in this life. You are in control of your happiness 100%. Nobody can make you happy. Nothing can make you happy. That's the truth. There is nothing, there is no one that can make you happy. You are in charge of your own happiness. If you say, I will be happy, I choose to be. I think I've mentioned something like that just now. Have you? Yes, I had. Fight for your happiness. I like happiness too. Fight for your happiness, and you are totally in control of your joy. What you choose to let get you down, and what you choose to, you know, permit in your mind. So be in control of your emotions. Be in control. There's negative energy. You can force it out. You can tell it that no, you can't be with me. You can't stay with me. You can't have a place. And it goes. And number 24. Let only God have your heart. Don't give your heart to anybody. And I know I sound like a feminist. I'm saying this, but please understand it in context. What I'm saying. What I mean is, Your absolute trust, your absolute dependence. This life is hard. There is no guarantee that anything is going to work, because there are people that have tried the same thing you are trying and they have failed. There are people that have tried it and they have succeeded. So what are the odds that you are also going to fail or succeed? This life is a lot of gamble, man. Even so, the only person that is really anchored, life is always changing and stuff. So the only thing that can really keep you stable, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's just, let God just have my heart. Because this, it should not be in anybody's hand. It should not be in the economy or what goes around me. But let God just keep my heart secure. Because if your heart is not in the right place, you go crazy, man. You go crazy. This, please. And I'm using this to reach out to those that have been, you know, serious state of depression and, you know, suicidal tendencies. Give God your heart, please. Let him keep you secure in his hand. It will keep you stable no matter what happens. So on that note, this is not a sermon, this is a birthday episode, but on that note, I would like to sign out and say episode 13, 24 lessons is done and dusted. This is still my birthday episode. Thank you guys so much for your time. It's a little longer than the other ones, but you know, forgive me, it's my birthday, so I can get away with that, I guess. Thank you so much, guys. Remember, Life Illustrated is live, is active on our social media platforms, Life_Illustrated on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. You can do well to like this podcast, download this podcast, share it with your friends. I would really appreciate that. So I will see you guys same time next week. Have a wonderful month of September, and you know, do your best, whatever you're doing. Bye.